Ted Box is working 12 feet above the sidewalk on Beach Road in Vineyard Haven. It's one of the busiest streets on Martha's Vineyard. He's drilling old-growth wood so dense, the drill sounds tired. Ted's 68 years old and looks like a marathon runner. He's fastening a row of oak blocks to the front deck of a wooden boat. It's massive, 70 feet long and 24 feet wide, about the size of two tractor trailers side by side. Under its huge open-air shed, it kind of looks like a half-built pirate ship.
Work on a piece that small.
At an age when lots of people retire, Ted spent over $95,000 so far on the biggest and most ambitious project of his life, and he's not even halfway done. In fact, the huge cost of the boat is one reason some locals doubt Ted will ever finish it, including the guy working at the gas station across the street.
One time I went over and I said, "How many people are betting against this project?" And he laughed and he said, "What are you kidding?" He said, "All of them."
Ted's boat is a replica of a scow. Scows were 19th century cargo ships, basically like barges but with sails. Ted's been building boats off and on for over 40 years, so his choice to build a scow was personal. He wanted a boat that could do real work, but he also wanted a boat that would be a real pleasure.
There were scows that were beautiful sailboats, and this is one of them. You know, very agile, seaworthy, sea kindly, shallow draft, and could carry a big load.
Ted isn't building the scow for himself, though. He dreams the boat will become an outdoor adventure classroom for at-risk kids. He even hopes to sail to the Carolinas with a student crew, where they'll load up rice, bring it back to the vineyard, and sell it.
So, you know, the new saws are great.
But there's a daunting amount of work to do before that happens, and almost no money left to pay for it. Ted started a nonprofit to raise funds. He estimates he needs about $130,000 more to finish. But describing his dream in a grant proposal isn't Ted's strong suit. Ted thinks some potential donors are holding off until they're sure the boat will be finished.
No one wants to get involved with a nut. No one wants to get involved with a fiasco. But, you know, then showing up every day and, you know, something starts to emerge.
Lots of volunteers have shown up, even if the money hasn't. From the beginning, Ted invited anyone interested in the boat to come work with him. And since the boat's just a couple of blocks from the ferry landing, lots of visitors and volunteers have dropped in.
You know, some come and they leave $5 in the donation box. Others just come, you know, and they give their good wishes. And thousands of people have come. And hundreds of people have worked on the boat.
But most volunteers move on at the end of the summer. Ted's left alone to continue the work in the off-season, with just a few part-time volunteers to help. The main year-round volunteer for the last 18 months has been Wayne Sweezy.
What do you most admire or respect about him?
The guts to do this. I don't know. Sometimes it's overwhelming when you think about it, how much work there is, how much work we've gotten done, and how much there is still to be done.
Keel is a big deal. It's the backbone of the boat. And then you've got to carefully and perfectly cut the curve in there, or the rocker. You know, that's another big deal, getting your frames.
We wrestle one frame into place, and then Ted would say, "All right, we got 79 more to go."
Fast paced, keep it going. What you do is you frame it up, and then you, you get your planks on.
It's like, oh boy.
The list goes on, of course. Added to it, the owner of the lot where the boat sits wants it gone. Ted's arranged for a contractor to move the boat to an uncovered location down the street. But the deck isn't installed yet. That's the equivalent of a roof on a house. And with no protection from the weather, Ted's work will be even harder. So Ted Box has little choice but to work. On good days, he loves it. He's finishing the blocking on the front deck, pushing hard to check off at least one goal a day to keep up.
And if you don't stay on it like it was a sport, it'll eat you up.
Even with all the work ahead, Ted says he's not about to let that happen.
No, I'm the one that's going to eat you up. You're not going to eat me up.
For WCAI's Creative Life, I'm Eric Jones in Vineyard Haven.